And 6:06, it is clear and 78 degrees, headed to 95. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. It cost you an estimated $150,000, but the special session of the state legislature is now over. Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman of Sepulpa says the session accomplished what it set out to do.
We thought it was important for, again, to make it efficient, to come in and just address what the court set out in their opinion and restore the existing language and statute in individual bills.
The session set out to repair a bill that the state Supreme Court struck down dealing with tort reform. Democrats have called the session a giant waste of time and money, saying it could have been accomplished during the regular session. The nation's governors are gathered in Colorado to discuss the energy needs of America. Governor Fallon is there.
And one of the greatest issues facing our nation right now is energy and energy development. To be able to fuel our national economy, to fuel our state economies, certainly to be able to help move commerce throughout our nation.
The governor is chair of the National Governors Association. We go in depth at 7:35 this morning, including comments from one governor who decided to, quote, take a swig of the fracking water. Tulsa fire officials bring an early morning blaze near Latimer and North Peoria under control. The fire was at a recycling business. No one was injured. President Obama is lobbying Congress to back his proposed attack on Syria. His pleas are not changing the minds of the Oklahoma congressional delegation. Tom Cole represents Southwest Oklahoma.
I think the American people just simply don't want to do it. There's no international sanction for it. There's very little in the way of international support.
Cole made the comments on Morning Edition. The president will address the nation tonight at 8. You can hear his comments here on KWGS. A Tulsa Parking Authority project to renovate a downtown gathering place is complete.
The Rotary Club's Centennial Project on the Green at 3rd and Boston spurred the Parking Authority to use a mix of bonds, revenues, and public financing for $450,000 in renovations to the site, which is also the roof of a parking garage. The dedication came just in time for TPA Director David Giacomo, who's retiring this month. He says they've been working toward improving the green for a long time.
For 15 years, I can think of, we've tried to get funds and do something. We've scratched our head. There's been all kinds of ideas.
TPA Chair Barbara Hess says there are already plans for more improvements. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The preliminary hearing for James and Cedric Poor continues today in Tulsa County District Court. The two brothers are charged with the January murder of four women at the Fairmont Terrace Apartments. First-degree manslaughter charges are filed in Delaware County against a Tulsa man. John DeSelms is charged with last May's boat wreck at the Arrowhead Yacht Club that left two people dead. Better lighting to make the LaFortune Park Trail safer is now being installed. County Parks Director Richard Bells says the new energy-efficient LED lights will improve brightness over the entire 3.2-mile trail and save money.
Of course, our energy cost is going to go way down. Way down. Safer and save money.
Bell says it will take several weeks to install all 116 light poles. The cost of the project, around $80,000. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot again today, 95 for a high. Clear and warm this evening, 70 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine and 94. National Weather Service radar, all clear again this morning. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it is clear and 78. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.